AI is rapidly commoditizing information. If you want 30 strategic options, 5 market maps, a competitor teardown, a pricing hypothesis, and a set of board-ready slides, then you can get it in minutes. Strategy is becoming faster, cheaper, and more available than at any point in history. And yet, after interviewing Amer Maraca, Cisco's chief strategy officer and the former strategy leader who helped scale Splunk from roughly $300 million to $5 billion, I'm more convinced than ever that AI will be a tailwind, not a replacement engine. Because strategy isn't just about ideas. It's about belief, institutional context, cultural sensitivity, and accountability, the very things AI cannot carry. Amer said something that captures this perfectly. He framed the sign of a strong strategy office as a pull model, not a push model. You're successful when it's a pull model versus a push model. The pull model is where people are coming to you because of your expertise, the sign of a successful strategy team. Is there a pull for that team versus you're constantly trying to push your way and getting credibility at that table? That one distinction, pull versus push, contains an entire strategy philosophy. And it's the philosophy Cisco is building into its operating infrastructure as AI accelerates everything except execution. AI gives answers, not ownership. AI can produce ideas, frameworks, summaries, benchmarks, best practices, AND scenario options. But AI cannot. Anticipate your organization's cultural sensitivities, understand legacy decisions, internalize your institutional constraints. Create meaning that motivates people. Stand behind a trade-off when it hurts and be accountable when the strategy fails. AI has no career risk. AI has no stake. AI has no reputation on the line. Humans do. And that's why the decision seat, especially in enterprise strategy, does not get automated away. If anything, it becomes more valuable. Because as AI floods the world with good answers, the scarce capability becomes the ability to discern which answer fits this organization, this culture, this moment, and which answer is merely plausible. Amer puts it in the most practical definition of strategy I've heard in a while. The simplest definition of strategy is it's how you allocate your resources. That's the key. Allocation requires judgment. Allocation requires trade-offs. Allocation requires a person or a leadership team who can say, we chose this and we own it. Earlier in his career, Amer learned how fragile growth becomes when focus and execution fall out of sync. Scaling required forcing coherence across product, go-to-market, and customer success while narrowing attention to a small number of buyers and use cases that could be served repeatedly and profitably. At Cisco, the context is radically different. This is not a company choosing between two buyers or executing a clean SaaS transition. Cisco is a global, multi-business enterprise spanning infrastructure, software, security, observability, channels, and an enormous installed base. Complexity is not a phase, it is the operating condition. So Amer applies the same underlying logic focus, coherence, and execution discipline, but translates it into something that can organize an entire corporation, customer problems rather than product categories. Cisco now frames its strategy around 3 enterprise-level customer imperatives: AI-ready data centers, future-proofed workplaces, digital resilience. These are not marketing themes. They function as strategic organizing principles. This is what buyer discipline looks like when scaled to a $50 billion enterprise. Not fewer offerings, but a small number of customer problems powerful enough to impose order on complexity. Here's the scaling truth many companies miss. You can grow with products, but you scale with problems. Products proliferate. Problems organize. When Cisco frames its strategy around AI-ready data centers or digital resilience, it is doing what Splunk did at a smaller scale, anchoring on urgent, persistent customer outcomes. Amer's digital resilience explanation is as close to a CEO-grade truth as it gets. If you're a CEO, your systems go down, you really only care about getting it up and running. You don't care whether it's a security incident or a system outage. That's the point. Customers don't buy categories. They buy relief from failure. If you want to scale an organization, you must build an enterprise around problems customers cannot afford to ignore. At Cisco, scaling requires making strategy operational across an enormous system. Amer describes the modern Cisco strategy office as an integrated machine, not a planning department. You have the strategy team, the M&A and investment team, the office of the CEO team, the QBRS, metrics, the KPIs. It gives the strategy a lot of teeth. And then incubation. This is what I mean when I say strategy becomes foundation and infrastructure. Not the deck, not the narrative, not the annual planning ritual. Infrastructure, such as agenda control, what gets discussed, measured, reviewed, capital allocation, build slash, buy slash, partner slash, incubate, and organizational pull leaders demanding strategy support rather than tolerating it. And notice how Cisco's historical M and a culture fits this model. Amer describes Cisco's long-standing advantage as treating the startup ecosystem as an extension of R&D. We thought of the market and the startup ecosystem as an extension of our own R&D. It became part of the culture. Culture matters. AI can't copy-paste culture. AI can suggest a build-slash-buy-slash-partner matrix, but it cannot embed the decision habit into every GM. Push versus pull. One is scalable strategy. Organizational push. A push model is when a strategy function must insert itself into the business. What it looks like. Strategy schedules, reviews, audits, check-ins, teams present strategy for approval. Strategy generates frameworks, decks, recommendations. Adoption depends on persuasion, authority, escalation. Underlying dynamic, strategy is treated as an external evaluator. Hidden cost. Leaders comply but don't commit. Execution is superficial. Strategy becomes performative rather than operational. A pull model is when business leaders seek out strategy because it helps them win. What it looks like. Leaders ask strategy to clarify trade-offs. Strategy is invited into decisions before they harden. Teams use strategy to allocate resources, not just justify them. Accountability is shared because the business owned the ask. Pull models create accountability because the business can't say, "Strategy made me do it." They say, "We chose this and we own the outcome." That is why pull scales. Push doesn't. As AI becomes a strategy engine, we still need people in the decision-making place because people have agency. Agency is the gateway to accountability, and accountability is the gateway to execution. AI can't inspire a sales leader to go to war for a new motion. It can't create shared conviction across an executive team. It can't absorb the political cost of reallocating capital away from legacy power centers. And it can't be held responsible when a bet fails. Group decisions create shared accountability that AI cannot replicate. When leadership teams align on a direction and commit to resource allocation, execution becomes possible. Which brings us back to Amer's most repeatable strategic filter, attractiveness versus ability to execute. AI will help us see attractiveness faster than ever. But ability to execute is about institutional muscle, go-to-market readiness, talent, incentives, culture, credibility, and the steel thread that keeps the system coherent. That muscle is built by leaders, not generated by models. Human judgment and experience are not being replaced. They're being repositioned as the differentiator. That's the pivot. And Cisco is a living example of why it matters. Amer didn't just bring strategy. Cisco's complexity, customer problem focus, steel thread coherence, and strategy as infrastructure are all delivered through a pull model that creates accountability. AI will accelerate strategy work. But humans will still decide what to believe, what to fund, and what to own. That's not a limitation of AI. That's the point of strategy.